Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Michigan Monday edition. This is Volume Mish 26, episode number 21. Our drop date is Monday, August 24th, 2026, and we are coming to you from the Detroit Shirt Company studio. Make sure you get out there and see Jim and his team for all your branded clothing and marketing materials needs. That's DetroitShirt.com. I am your host, C. Willie, joined again this week by the lovely and talented
Quarter Peep. Guess who we have? We have John Paul Wallace is in the house, and he was on Vehicle City Sound 1.0.
Yes, he was. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's good to be back after all these years.
It's great to see you again, sir. And man, have you been busy.
Yeah, we've been trying. Just try to stay as busy as possible, as long as possible.
Well, and I'll tell you, I keep saying you look like you're one of the hardest workers in this industry. You're just out there hitting it hard every day.
Thank you.
For those who may say, gosh, I recognize that voice, one of your intros to the business really was what you did in high school. Your high school graduation performance of Lucas Graham's 7 Years, which hit an amazing viral reception of more than 20 million views. Do people still talk to you about that?
Oh, yeah.
Besides us.
Yeah. No, absolutely. It's funny, you know, because I obviously meet a lot of people, you know, through my current endeavors and stuff. And every once in a while, I'll post that video up, like when it's an anniversary of it or something. And somebody I meet recently is like, oh my God, I saw that when it came out. I didn't even realize that was you, you know? So I had a show this weekend where somebody who hasn't seen me perform, I think it was maybe their first time seeing me perform, was like, oh, I thought maybe you'd do 7 Years. I was like, well, I don't really do it so much these days, you know?
But yeah. It kind of gets to be like Freebird with Skinner, you know?
Exactly.
Don't know if we're going to keep doing that one.
Yeah, for sure. But it's definitely the gift that keeps on giving. And there's always, it's like once a year, some random page reposts it and I get a bunch of new people looking at my current stuff. So yeah, it's awesome.
Well, today you've got some real exciting things happening, collaborations with folks like LA producer Brian Hugo Iglesias, and it's generating some pretty amazing results for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been very lucky in just the circle that I've kind of, you know, the circle of artists and collaborators that I've found myself in over the last 4 or 5 years, especially, you know, Brian's in LA now, but in the Metro Detroit area, there's just a ton of great people, and I've had the luxury of being able to work with a lot of them. So yeah, it's been an awesome last few years for sure.
Well, and we talk a lot too about, and I know this has been an instance with you because of where you've been and who you've been performing for, but this Michigan music scene, and in particular, the Detroit area, the Southeast Michigan music scene, everybody seems to be on everybody else's side. It's not a competition. It's more a, hey, how can we help? Do you find that to be the situation?
Absolutely. Yeah, I get a ton of support and I try to reciprocate as much as possible, but from a lot of my peers. And I think we're pretty lucky. And I feel, I don't know if it's always been that way. It's most of what I've experienced, but I remember when I was first getting into it, that was like the warning that I got from a lot of like older musicians in the scene that were like, hey, you know, it's super competitive and it's kind of dog eat dog and all this stuff. And now everybody my age is like, we're going to each other's shows. We're buying each other's merch, you know, like it's super fun.
We find a lot of that here, too. And John Paul is in the Metro Detroit area. We're a little further north, kind of a little closer to Flint, hence Vehicle City Sound. We find a lot of that same sort of thing here, too, John Paul. It seems like everybody's going to everybody else's shows. Folks are coming up on stage and playing, the drummer's going to be late tonight, so I'll sit in for a couple of songs, that sort of thing.
Absolutely.
And it's the same thing there.
Yeah. No, it's definitely, it feels like it's very lucky to be a part of something like that.
So tell us about this collaboration. I know we've seen Brian on a number of your songs, a number of your videos, some of the more recent stuff. How has that changed what you're doing?
It's just amplified. I mean, Brian is like just such a higher level. So we met, I don't know if you guys are familiar with Assemble Sound, but they're like the label and sync company out of Detroit. And they were doing an artist residency program. At that time, it was annual. And so every year they would take in a group of 20 or 30 artists and they would do like weekly programming for us where, you know, they bring in guest speakers and stuff, but it also provided access to their studios. So it was a great way to just meet other like-minded artists and One of the programming, the weekly programmings they would do is like a song review. So you'd bring music that you're working on, demos or whatever. It could be like something you just wrote or something that you're about to put out or anything in between. And everyone would give you notes on it, like, oh, I liked this. And if it's something you're still working on, maybe they'd say, oh, maybe try that. Or, you know, it was really cool. And Brian and I, every time we would, one of us would play a song, it was like clear that like him and I had this, like, we're so similar genre wise, like different than every kind of everybody else in the room, you know, like you'd see similarities across the board. And him and I were like always making something similar. And so throughout the whole residency, we're like, we got to get in the studio. We got to get in the studio together. And we finally did. We made a track together and then it kind of sat for a while. Didn't really do anything with it. And then kind of out of the blue, we got an opportunity for that track to be licensed to ESPN. And so that got licensed through that. And we were like, we should really do this more, you know?
this might be an indication that you're onto something here.
Exactly. And so we got back together and to make a song. And then I remember this like so vividly, but I remember the second session we got to work on the song we had just started. The responsible thing would obviously be to finish that song, but we were both kind of like, I kind of just want to make something different, like something else, just make another one, you know? And so we did that. And then that happened again. And before you know, we had like three or four songs started. And I was like, it looks like we have a project. So,
yes.
And then, so we ended up putting out our first 5-song project together. And then it was just on a roll from there.
Well, your sound is very, very fresh. It's more of that modern pop sort of sound. How would you describe what it is that you guys have accomplished, what you're doing now?
Yeah, I always kind of call it soul pop because it's kind of like encompassing of, I mean, pop's so broad nowadays.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
But there's definitely like soul elements, especially in like the way we produce and execute the vocal side of things. So, but what Brian's able to do on the production side is just, it spans a lot. It draws influence and touches on a lot of different genres. So yeah, I call it soul pop just because that's kind of all encompassing, you know, kind of what everything is.
Well, and the bottom line is you guys are having a great time doing this. The music is incredible, folks. I know you're going
to
love
it. And
this.
The music videos to make sure.
And
you
the videos. Yes.
Thank you. I got to shout out Brian again. I mean, he's the executive producer, editor of every, I mean, we shoot pretty much everything on a tripod so that he can go and be in it. And then, I mean, he's just like, yeah. That's all Brian.
Just absolutely love what you're doing. And this first one that we've got queued up is called All the Right Moves. Tell us a little bit about the backstory with this song.
Yeah, so after we put out our first project, we put out our first project in July. It was called Footprints in July of 2024. And then like we did a big release show at L Club in Detroit and it was a whole thing. And then like 5 days later, Brian moved to LA. So it was like, okay, like we just got this going and now we got to figure out how to, you know, do this.
Yeah.
And so we did, I took a trip to LA that fall. We did some writing and stuff. And then we planned a second writing trip and we kind of had this batch of songs that we're feeling okay about. And then we planned another trip for the spring of that, the following spring of 2025. And we both were like, one thing that's really important to both Brian and I is like, we want to make music that's really fun to play live. Like that's always kind of in the back of our minds when we're doing a project is like, how is this batch going to integrate into the set? And so we were like, we're missing like just something really fun and upbeat that's just going to like take our set to the next level and just be the dance track and like the, you know, just the upbeat banger of this project.
Yeah.
And so he had this idea. He's like, well, what if we kind of like made a song and then kind of chopped it and sampled it and turned it into something new and then made it like an upbeat fast banger thing. And I was like, I don't really know what you mean by that, but I'm just going to let, you know, take your word for it.
It kind of went over me too. So
yeah, exactly.
I'm just nodding a lot.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was doing. I was like, uh-huh. Yeah, I think we should do that. But as soon as he started like chopping it up, I was like, oh, I totally get it. Like, let's do this, you know? And yeah, I was super happy with how it came out. And then it did integrate into our set super well. And it's been really fun to perform.
All right. Well, let's give this one a listen. This is John Paul Wallace, All the Right Moves. Okay, John Paul, I get it now.
Oh, right, right, right.
Oh, I knew the whole time.
Right, me too.
Hey, that's all the right moves from John Paul Wallace. What a great, great tune. Really Thank enjoy you. What you're doing.
Thank you. Yeah, and I was also thinking while that was playing, when we made this song, you know, a lot of it was like we made a song and then sampled it and pitched it up. And when you do that, I didn't consider like how pitching it up would make it like much more challenging to sing live. And
oh,
then as soon as I went to like learn it with the band, I was like, oh, this sucks, dude.
We're going to have a little trouble on this one.
Yeah, I was like, this is going to take some extra work. But
all right. But yeah, hey, we are going to take a quick break. We're going to come back on the other side with John Paul Wallace and talk about some of the places his music's being played. You won't believe it. We're going to be right back.
The D, the Motor City, Motown. It's known by these and many other names, but no matter what you call it, the spirit of Detroit is legendary. Detroit has many traditions, from Bob Lowe Island, Farmer Jack, and the Detroit Coney, to iconic automotive brands like Dodge, Jeep, and Mopar. At Detroit Shirt Company, we're celebrating America's comeback city with apparel and accessories. We offer a full line of t-shirts, hoodies, sweatshirts, jackets, hats, and other Detroit and Michigan apparel, as well as drinkware, coasters, stickers, and other merchandise. Whether you grew up here or you're a Motor City transplant, you'll find we have something for everyone at Detroit Shirt Company. Are you ready to show your local pride? www.detroitshirt.com.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Music Podcast. This is our Michigan Monday edition. We are with John Paul Wallace, having some fun, listening to some great tunes. And there have been some people in some venues that I don't know that when you were singing 7 years, you thought your music was being played in, that you mentioned ESPN. But the NFL and NCAA have taken it on, some of your songs, for some of their broadcasts. And shows like MTV Cribs and Love Island have used your music. Did you think it would happen? And congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it. No, I mean, it's been awesome. Let's say that. I definitely did not expect it. And now I'm definitely not numb to it now. Like it's happened like quite a few times now, and it's still like every time it happens, I'm like, oh, that's so cool, you know?
Yeah.
Like it's such a, I feel like I'm learning in this industry that it's a lot of people who do that. Like that's their whole game is the sync world, and they do it full time. And, but to me, every time it's like, oh, really? They used it? Which one they use? How'd they use it? You know, it's super exciting.
Well, and you even got to play a Pistons halftime show.
What? Yeah.
How was that?
It was unbelievable. It was like here one moment, gone the next. Like it happened. It was the fastest performance of my entire life. And but that was an insane experience. It was so surreal. Like even when we got there to sound check and we're on the floor of the Pistons and it's a completely empty arena, I was like, I can't believe I'm here right now. This is nuts, you know?
Yeah. How cool. And how has it been that this has evolved? I mean, the last time we talked to you is probably what, about 6 years ago?
Maybe more than that. Yeah.
It might even be. And what a difference. And how have you managed kind of this whirlwind of how things have been happening?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I've been saying this a lot recently, but the summer's been crazy and we've had a ton of shows and a lot of it's been traveling every which way from Tuesday to get to them. And so it's been really stressful and like really, like there's just been like, I've had to-do lists on to-do lists on to-do lists just to try to keep everything straight, you know? And I just keep saying like, I was wishing I was this busy for so long, you know, like, it's just like, there's so much stuff coming in from everywhere. And like, anytime I like get a little overwhelmed, I'm like, nope, there was like a lot of times I was wishing I had this much stuff happening at the same time, you know? So it's not lost on me right now how many good things are happening.
And certainly the result of hustling.
Yeah,
and,
no doubt.
And I know you've had some good personal mentors in doing that. I'm certain that this is just the start of what you're looking at. Do you have some specific goals, some specific things that you want to accomplish with all this right now?
Yeah, I mean, in the immediate, we're trying to expand to more cities. We're trying to take the live show to more cities. And we're trying to be really intentional about how and where we do that. And, you know, we want it to be in a way that is like valuable and not just doing it to do it, you know? So the immediate goal is to try to get out and do some really cool, valuable shows in other markets. And we've been able to do, we did like this summer, we were up north, we went out to LA, we went out to Battle Creek for the first time. And so we're trying to get, you know, different areas around Michigan and also get out to Chicago. And I was in Indianapolis last year, trying to get back out there, and Columbus, and just try to kind of expand geographically with the live show for sure. And then Brian and I are actually finishing up another batch of music that we're planning to start rolling out this fall. And so we're trying to, you know, make a big push on the digital side of things and you know, just keep expanding our audience.
Well, you better let us know.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Hey, this next one that we've got queued up is called Addicted to Your Love.
That's another
great one. We really enjoy this. Give us a little of the backstory here.
Yeah, so this one is actually featuring another artist. So Brian and I wrote this one with Jacob Sigmund, and he's another insanely talented artist. He's in the middle of releasing his album right now, so shout out Jacob Sigmund. So he's great. We actually, when we did the 2024 release show at L Club, we co-headlined with him. So he's been kind of a homie for a while now. And Brian was in town for the holidays, I want to say, in 2025. And it was like kind of that weird week between Christmas and New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
And so we drove out to, Jacob lives in Ann Arbor, in like the dead of winter, and made this one pretty much all in one day. And then Brian took it home and cleaned it up, you know, polished it and stuff. But yeah, super happy with how this one came out.
All right. Let's give this one a listen. Addicted to Your Love.
I'm trying to keep myself together till I see you again. So high, so low, so high, so low.
Sir.
Yahoo!
John Paul Wallace, Addicted to Your Love, with a little help from his friends.
Absolutely.
John Paul, I think what's fun, and we've been able to say this for a number of the artists that have been on the show, your sound, while having elements from a lot of the things that we're used to hearing, is your own. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I was thinking about that very definitively on the first two that we played, All the Right Moves and Addicted to Your Love. The sound is yours.
Yes.
You know, this belongs to you. And wow, how great that is that you're not out there trying to copy somebody else. It's very apparent what you're doing is unique.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, it means a lot.
Well, you're certainly accomplishing what you're setting out for here. And we're real excited to see what's going to happen for you, sir.
Thank you. Me too. We actually have another song with Jacob Sigmund on the way this fall. So
fantastic
for that.
All right. Hey, how do people find you? Because I know once they hear those first two, they're bangers. they're gonna want to know what's going on.
Everything is at John Paul Wallace, and it's kind of a weird spelling. It's JonPaulWallace. Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. My website's johnpaulwallace.com, Spotify, YouTube, everywhere you can find stuff, you can find John Paul Wallace.
All right. And I know folks are going to be out there looking because this is very worthwhile.
Well,
so, you know, we got the things that are going on. You've got the project that's going to be coming out this fall. Are you playing around the area? Shame on me for not having your schedule in front of me.
That's
right.
Okay.
But are you playing around the area with things going on with that?
Yeah, well, we're just kind of getting done with a big summer run of shows. That was Detroit, Interlochen, Battle Creek, L.A. We were all over the place. So let's look ahead in the fall. The one thing on the books right now is we're playing out in Beacon Park in Detroit on November 21st. That's all but confirmed, but pretty much confirmed. So it's during the tree lighting. We'll be out there jamming at Beacon Park, which will be super fun. And then I've also been performing at, there's a trading card festival in Westland, and they do them every month called Michigan Trading Card Fest. And I've been performing at those as well. But the next one is September 12th, I believe. There's a September 13th, Sunday.
Fantastic. All right. Well, folks, we'll be out for that. I'm certain of it. The last one that we've got queued up, another one we just love, is Feeling Alive. Tell us a little bit about this.
Yeah, so this was one of the first ones Brian and I wrote together when we were kind of getting into a rhythm of working together regularly. He had one of his friends, and now is also one of my close friends, but his name's Ryan McMahon. He's a drummer and writer as well from Detroit. And he came in, and we kind of set out to make like a Motown-y inspired, leaning a little bit more live instruments track. And so yeah, Ryan started cooking on the drums and we laid some piano down. And then I remember I stepped outside with like the demo that was just like piano and drums, and Brian and Ryan worked on some more instrumentation, and I came back in with the hook, and the song was just, it flowed right from there. And this one actually recently got placed in a commercial for Chandon, like the wine and champagne company.
So
they
right.
used it in one of their commercials. Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, that all the more reason to get into some wine.
That's right.
All right. This one is called Feeling Alive from John Paul Wallace.
Singing it loud. I'm making the most of my life today. I'm craving a plan, making my own way. It's been hard to find, but now's the time. Nothing can stop us from being alive. I'm making the most of my life today. I'm craving a plan, making my own way. It's been hard to find, but now's the time. Nothing can stop us from being alive. singing it loud. I'm making the most of my life today. I'm living it fast, making my own way. It's been hard to find, but now's the time. Nothing can stop us from feeling alive. I'm making the most of my life today. I'm living it fast, making my own way. It's been hard to find, but now's the time. Nothing can stop us from feeling.
Sir, John Paul Wallace and Feeling Alive. And I, you know, it's good when the chair is moving while she's dancing.
Yeah, I did. Like,
and I think there was some movement in there.
Heck yeah.
John Paul, it has been wonderful having you back on, sir.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. It's been great.
Well, and love seeing what's happening. And please keep us informed. Let us know how this continues to progress.
Because, absolutely.
There's got to be some great things coming up here soon.
Heck
we're looking forward to getting out and seeing you live.
Heck yeah.
And then she doesn't have to be in the chair and she can be moving all over.
I'll tell you what, you will be. That's our whole goal. Get the chair moving.
All right. Thanks, Peep, who do we have coming up next?
Yes, we have Joe Jaber.
We're looking forward to that. We had a wonderful time tonight with John Paul Wallace. John Paul, thank you so much for being back on the show.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, folks, if you know more performers like John Paul Wallace that you would like us to be talking to, please drop us a line, vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. That is the email address. And if you want to know where we're going to be, what kind of trouble we're getting in, it's always out there on our schedule on vehiclecitysound.com. That is the website. Thank you for all the support for performers like John Paul Wallace and everything that you folks have done for our show. We really appreciate it. And hey, everybody, do good things. Yes.